This is Bill Tsutsui with another Postcard from Asia from the Center for East Asian Studies. Humans were not the only casualties on that fateful day in 1945 when the U.S. dropped the A-bomb on Hiroshima. There was also a piano. This piano, made in 1932 by the forerunner of Yamaha, was sitting in a house about a mile from Ground Zero. Myriad shards of broken glass became embedded in the keyboard, and it wasn't played for decades. Then, in 2005, it came to the attention of piano repairman Mitsunori Yagawa, who convinced the owner he could fix it. And he did. Since then, the piano has been used in over 100 concerts around Japan and has become the subject of an illustrated children's book. Yagawa says, "I think the piano is a treasure to show the importance of peace. Play on." With thanks to Randy Hacker for this text, from the Center for East Asian Studies, I'm Bill Tsutsui. Wish you were here.